The town of Stamford held a community Christmas tree lighting ceremony Friday in direct defiance of Governor Phil Scott's order not to congregate due to the coronavirus pandemic. The select board in Stamford has been critical of Scott's COVID-19 emergency health guidelines, and the event was held despite Vermont's growing number of cases of COVID-19 and the increasing death count. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman stopped by to see how it went, and he has this report.
Towns across Vermont have been doing their best to celebrate the holiday season in this time of COVID. Stowe held a live stream over Facebook to let people share their holiday lights safely from home. While in Middlebury, holiday organizers planned a drive-through visit with Santa, which included elves in face masks. Governor Phil Scott asked Vermonters not to gather during this holiday season to prevent the spread of COVID-19. His executive order prohibits private and public gatherings during this year's holiday season. But in Stamford, a small Bennington County town of about 800 people that sits on the Massachusetts state line, the select board decided to go ahead with its annual tree lighting. The event followed remarks by the select board that Governor Scott has adopted, quote, communist tactics, unquote, and that the board would fight to prevent the government from taking away the constitutional rights of the people of Stamford.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
A few dozen parents and kids stood in a semicircle in front of the town school. Most of them had masks, and they sang carols while waiting for Santa to arrive to light the town's Christmas tree.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Woo!
Hooray! I can hear a few voices in there.
Select Board Chairwoman Nancy Bashika said the community event was on the town's calendar before Governor Scott asked people not to gather. And she said the board decided to hold the celebration despite the governor's plea to keep apart.
We are following all the safety precautions that we can, and we thought this would be a nice event for the kids and the town.
The tree lighting ceremony followed a contentious select board meeting the night before, where a few Stamford residents expressed their concerns about how the board was approaching the public health crisis. At the meeting, Kim Mirandy said she and her husband wanted the board members to try to keep their political views out of the conversation and work on better protecting the health of the people in town. Mirandy said the board's words and actions are stoking division and fear at a time when Vermonters should instead be working together.
Neither one of us believe it's appropriate for the town leaders to insert opinions so freely. I think that, you know, even the comments about tolerating the government taking away our rights and standing strong and not giving away our rights, when such divisive statements are being made and that there are insinuations that they represent the whole of the town, it's inappropriate.
The town's state representative, Laura Sibilia, attended the meeting and said she was willing to ask state officials to come down to Stamford to help the board better understand the health risks of COVID-19. But board member Dan Potvin said the state was adopting communist measures to control people's freedom. He told Sibilia he wasn't interested in hearing any more from the people in Montpelier.
And Laura, you took an oath to uphold the Constitution, I would imagine. And you guys are running over it along with the governor.
Absolutely not, sir. And if you believe that that's
absolutely
the case, if you believe that is the case, then you need to go to the courts because the courts are in charge.
I'm telling you, you can tell your comrades when you're up there that we're not going to put up with it down here.
And so Stamford did not put up with it. And Santa Claus arrived right on schedule in a John Deere tractor to help the town light its Christmas tree. Santa gave kids rides on his tractor. Only two families were allowed on at a time. And he handed out free candy canes while people enjoyed donuts and hot cocoa. There were a couple of dozen parents and kids there, and many of the people who I approached declined to talk. But while the select board may have viewed the event as a political statement, most of the people who attended didn't seem to be there to protest or defy the governor. Stamford resident Marta Miller came out. She wore a mask and stood off to the side with other members of her pod.
And, you know, I feel also that that showing up for our little town, which, you know, in a moment in America where little towns like ours have differing viewpoints, it's lovely and important for people to come together and be with each other, even, you know, to wave to Santa and light the tree and express our sense of community in spite of the craziness right now.
The state has not been cracking down on groups that continue to congregate in spite of the governor's warnings and the surging number of coronavirus cases and deaths. And there has been no announced response from the state to Stanford's Christmas gathering. As of early this week, there have not been any coronavirus cases in Stanford.
Holy, oh, that's not a candy cane! Oh, take a couple! Who didn't get a candy cane?
For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Stanford.